Screenings at Dave Sinclair dealerships throughout the St. Louis area. These screenings are only for men, ages 50 to 69, who have not been diagnosed or treated previously. Prostate cancer is one of the most common cancers in men, and early detection is critical to successful treatment. To register for a screening near you, call 1-866-SSM-DOCS.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Are you looking for a new or used forklift? Call AD Lift Truck at 314-389-1700 for all makes and models. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Auric. All around the St. Louis area with great vacuum cleaners for you to check out and bring home after you pay for them. Sometimes you have to be clear about these things on the radio, Paul. Yes, I know. Oh, it's the internal monologue. Can you guys hear that?
Yeah, yes, that's
outside
me.
Outside voice.
I have to remember, inside voice, outside voice. Next time you stop into an Auric store, ask about the Magnesium RS vacuum cleaner, the newest in their line. Ian and Dan are here with me, and Colin Jeffrey is taking off his news director hat to put on his movie reviewer hat, which looks just like headphones, and is here now to talk about movies and showbiz from the week. Hi, Colin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing fine, and I'm going to start this segment by thanking you.
Okay.
Last week on the show, you recommended a movie that I had never even heard of, a movie that, to my knowledge, was never in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And must have gone straight to video, but I got it on DVD, and the movie is called Rob the Mob. And I want to thank you, because my wife and I watched it the other night and really enjoyed it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
For those of you who missed it when Colin recommended it, it's based on a true story from 1991 when John Gotti's trial was going on in New York City, and the whole city there was mesmerized. Everybody was following the details in the newspapers and on the newscasts. And one day, a guy named Tommy, who's fresh out of jail for robbing a flower shop, goes to the Gotti courtroom and listens to the testimony of Sammy the Bull Gravano, one of the great characters in all of mob history, a real-life guy. And Gravano mentions that there are these social clubs that the mafia has. He doesn't call them the mafia. But there are these social clubs that these guys go to, and the lawyer says, and everybody has a gun? And Sammy the Bull says, oh, no, no guns allowed in there. Guns and wise guys is not a good combination. And so Tommy's there, and he thinks, wait a second, these guys are playing cards. They all have lots of money. They deal in cash. They got jewelry and all that sort of stuff. I'll get a gun, a really big gun, an Uzi, and I'll go rob them. And with his girlfriend as his driver, he does that, and that starts the ball rolling. And I don't want to give away too much of this, but the movie stars two people I'd never heard of, Michael Pitt and Nina Arianda, who she reminds me a lot of Drea De Matteo, who played Michael Imperioli's girlfriend on The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
She was very, very memorable, and this woman is very much like that, or the character is. Ray Romano is in there as a newspaper columnist. Andy Garcia is in there as a mob boss. Griffin Dunn, Michael Rispoli, Burt Young, Paulie from the Rocky movies, still around, still making movies. I really enjoyed it.
It's a fun movie, and the heists are kind of fun. Like, it's not this super serious casino type movie or Goodfellas
right.
type movie.
Right.
It's got a bit of levity, and it's based on true events. So.
Yeah, I'm giving it an 8.5 out of 10.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
I'm recommending people go see Rob the Mob, it's called. Again, it's not in theaters, but you can get it on Netflix or other services right now. All right, what do you have for this week?
Well, I went to see This Is Where I Leave You.
Oh, I saw this one too.
Well, there you go.
I'll let you take the lead.
Huge ensemble cast. Let's start there before we get into it. Jason Bateman, Tina Fey, Jane Fonda, Adam Driver. Those are the names everyone, I think, will know.
Well, how about Connie Britton, who's on TV's MASH line, and Corey Stoll? People will recognize his face. And Rose Byrne and Catherine Hahn, they might not recognize. Timothy Oliphant is mm-hmm. in there.
In a really interesting role for him.
Yes.
That was really different. But the basic premise is there's four siblings. Their father dies. And Jane Fonda's her mother. She says his last request was that we all sit Shiva. So Tina Fey, Corey Stoll, Adam Driver. Yeah, Jason Bateman, all return home for the funeral.
Sitting Shiva is a Jewish holiday, a Jewish tradition where after somebody dies, you go and you sit in the house for a week, and people come by and offer their condolences, but you stay in the house and you don't do much of anything else.
In very low chairs.
I didn't know about that until the movie.
I didn't either.
I've never sat Shivas.
Yes. So that's the premise. The interesting thing, they're not Jewish. They just decided this would be a great idea.
That's right.
And that sort of sets the stage. This is one of these bring the family together, look how quirky they are comedies that's got a little bit of growth in there. But it's sort of them over the 7 days coming back together as a family, learning about one another.
Bringing all their dysfunctions.
Exactly. Sort of what you expect. I'm just going to say I really liked this movie quite a bit. I really enjoyed this. It's not breaking any new ground, but it's a simple story well told. It's acted very, very well. Jason Bateman and Tina Fey have what I thought was great chemistry. Mm-hmm. Really unbelievable chemistry as brother and sister.
Well, they can't do anything wrong. They're just too talented.
I'm a huge fan of Justin. I mean, everything he does is entertaining.
Jason, you almost said Justine.
Yes, his sister.
You still have the Mallory poster, yes. Don't you?
Not quite the same talent, I don't think, in that film.
You know, every time she reads a newspaper and hears he has another movie coming out, she looks at the phone and goes, "Ring! Ring!"
Jane Fonda does a great job as sort of we'll call her the straight man. She's not really. She has a lot of jokes, but she definitely is sort of the most upfront character. This is sort of who I am, and she's upfront as well.
Yes.
Because her character had breast implants shortly at some point before the father died.
Yeah.
And that plays into several jokes.
Yes, it does.
But the big breakout star for me in this, the person who people might not have seen in much if they don't watch Girls, is Adam Driver. He is sort of the glue that makes this all stick together because he's the crazy, insane brother that everyone has to apologize for. He really moves the story forward with his sort of insanity, silliness, yep. Childishness.
Yep.
All in all, really enjoyed this movie quite a bit, though.
I didn't enjoy it quite as much as you did because I wanted to see more of the Jason Bateman and Tina Fey characters really actually doing something. Most of the movie, they're reacting to other things. And Tina Fey's character in particular does not have nearly enough to do. She is really just reacting to the siblings and to the mother and to the other people in their little privileged community that they live in, but her character, frankly, Tina Fey brings something extra to everything she does, but that could have been any actress playing that role. There's nothing really all that special there. It is a terrific cast, and I'm happy to see her, and I'm happy to see all these people working together. It just fell a little bit short for me.
Which I understand. There's problems in the movie, but it made me laugh. And for a summer that has been particularly devoid of funny movies, I mean, think about what we started the summer with. Million Ways to Die in the West. We saw that together.
Terrible.
I didn't laugh.
Yeah, one of the least funny movies ever made.
22 Jump Street, that was funny, but not as funny as the first one. This was funny. It kind of came out. I didn't expect it to be as funny. I expected it to try and be more of a tearjerker.
Remember there was a movie that came out last year called August, Osage County?
Yes.
Was that last year or this year?
That was last year.
Okay. With Meryl Streep as the matriarch of a family. Again, her husband dies. She's a widower. And the whole family comes together and they're going to spend time in this big house all together. Exactly the same concept as that. But that one was a stage play that was very, very dramatic.
It's not funny.
And this, A, is funny. B, has a lot less yelling, although there are some fight scenes within the family, which are well done. And also, as I mentioned when I reviewed that movie, as much as I respect Meryl Streep and Julia Roberts, who played one of the daughters in one of the three daughters in that movie, August, Osage County, may contain the most scenery chewing I've ever seen major actresses do on the big screen. So that one, I put that one aside. I really, really did not like that. I can't tell you how much I disliked August Osage County. This is nowhere near as bad. I'm not even going to call it bad. It's just not great.
Well, the movie I would equate this to in recent memory is Nebraska. No one dies in that, but it's a dysfunctional family gets together because they're, you know, the father has, he got a clearinghouse thing in the mail that says, you may have won $1 million. Come get it. And, it, you know, it's clearly an ad, but they come together to kind of give him this last hurrah. Because he's an older
That's not from the moment it comes on the screen to the end. They're thinking comedy, comedy, comedy. Not that there aren't dramatic things in it, but there, it's designed to make
it's
you laugh.
Comedy.
And it makes you laugh.
It does. Yeah. I enjoyed it quite a bit. I think I like this quite a bit more than you did.
0 to 10?
I gave it a 7.5.
Oh, well, then you don't like it that much more. I gave it a 6.5. I thought you were talking like it was a 9.
No, it was just, it was really good for what it was, but there were problems with it. But you overlook it because you're going to go in, you're going to have a fun time, you're going to laugh.
Hey, look, Jason Bateman made a movie earlier this year called Bad Words, which I reviewed on the show, and which I thought was a terrible concept for a movie. But he's so likable, I kind of won me over.
Yes, I agree. We watched it, not in the theater, but at home. And, I mean, he's fun to watch. He can...
He carries it.
He's
verbally abusing 13-year-old kids. Yes. And you say, that's exactly
he's
your
likable. Yeah, he's
you're
still likable.
It because it's Jason Bateman. Now, you put Steve Buscemi in that role, that movie should never have been made.
No.
So, the same
not
thing
many
with this.
That could, yeah.
Yeah.
It's my largest gripe with it is these movies, it always sort of feels, you know, they learn, okay, life's not as bad as I thought it was. In this, I get the feeling that what they're saying is, you should just walk away from problems sometimes. And when you see this, I think you'll know what I'm talking about because the resolution for every character in it seems to be, if you're not happy in this, just walk away.
Yeah.
Your happiness is all, and... I don't necessarily agree with that, and that's it was things like that that kind of drew me out of the movie a little bit.
All right, it's called This Is Where I Leave You, and it opens today. There are several movies that are opening today. One of the others that's opening, which will be an art house movie, is called Love is Strange. I assume this is a Plaza Frontenac, Tivoli kind of movie, right?
It's not a wide release.
Okay. Love is Strange stars John Lithgow and Alfred Molina as a gay couple in New York City who have been married... but haven't been married. In other words, they've been together, living together for 40 years, and then once the law was passed that allowed them to get married, they decided to do that. Here's the only problem with that. Alfred Molina is the choir master at a Catholic school where they've known all along that A, he's gay, and B, he's living with John Lithgow. But when they get married and put pictures of the wedding up on Facebook, or somebody in the family does, it gets back to the people who run the archdiocese there, and they say, you're out.
It's kind of like True Life, the local story around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So in this case, they now have no income. Lithgow is 71 years old and retired, so he's not working anymore. Molina's income was all that was keeping them going, and they own this apartment in New York, and they can't afford it anymore. It wasn't any place fancy, but, you know, like a one- or two-bedroom apartment, and they can't afford it anymore, so they decide they have to sell the apartment, but they don't have enough money to buy another apartment right away, and they can't find an apartment that they can move into. So they decide, well, just for the time being, let's crash at friends' houses. You go there, and I'll go here. And so they separate, and Alfred Molina moves in with two gay cops who live together in their building. He crashes on their couch, which becomes a little bit of a problem when they are living out the 20-something lifestyle, having parties at their house and all sorts of stuff. And, you know, he's a guy in his late 60s who just wants to go to sleep. And you're on my couch. So that's part of it. And John Lithgow, meanwhile, moves in with a nephew of his who's married to Marissa Tomei. Lucky nephew. Marissa Tomei is a writer, and while the nephew is off at his job during the day, she's home, and they have a teenage son, and John Lithgow's presence there, just that extra person in the house, who, by the way, is in bunk beds. The teenage son is on the top bunk, and John Lithgow's on the bottom bunk, and it's just... If you've ever had to crash at somebody's house for a while, I had to do this a long, long time ago before I got married at an apartment. And I came back from a weekend visiting some people at 11:45 on Sunday night, and the apartment building was on fire. The place burned. I lost everything, almost everything. I found some stuff later on.
Your punishment music.
In those days, it was vinyl, and I had a couple of thousand albums, which were nicely fused together by the heat. Had to rebuild that collection. But I didn't have any place to live. So I called some friends of mine, and they had a house about 20 miles away, and I crashed on their couch for like a month. And I'm here to tell you, that is no fun. You know, people talk about Airbnb. Oh, yes, come right into our house. Stay with us for a couple of nights. It's the most awkward thing in the world because now you're in the middle of what was their routine.
Right.
And you don't get to do anything you want to do. You know what? I think I'll watch TV. Oh, you're watching something else? Okay. I guess I'll watch whatever you want to watch. It's your house. And it's just a problem. Plus, for Marissa Tomei's character, now she's got somebody in her house who's lonely. He's not with his husband anymore, and he wants to be with him, and he wants to talk. And she's trying to write and concentrate and work on her novel, and she can't do that because he's there. And so it creates a lot of wonderful conflict between these people. And the story, unfortunately, doesn't have enough of Melina and Lithgow together because they're broken up fairly early on in the story after they get married and Melina loses his job. They go off and they have these separate lives and they try to get back together when they can, but there's not enough of them together, which to me takes the movie down a notch. Still, I enjoyed it. These are two terrific actors, and Tomei is a terrific actress. I didn't know anybody else who is in this movie, but they're all very, very good, and I'm giving the movie a 7.
There you go.
It's called Love is Strange. Again, it is not going to be for everybody, but it's a pretty good movie, and it's out there in theaters this weekend.
Release this weekend, I think, is Maze Runner.
What's that?
It's a post-apocalyptic thing.
No.
Oh, yep. I saw the previews for this.
Every day, there's this maze that these kids all live in, like teens, and every day it opens for a little while, and these kids run out into the maze and try and...
That's your favorite genre, isn't it?
The post-apocalyptic movie, yes.
And they have to run back in the maze.
I will repeat this again. 50 years ago, they were making post-apocalyptic movies about what the 21st century would be like. When we get past 2001, man, it's going to be a bleak, gray, dreary existence where you're going to have to Mad Max it every day of your life.
Like,
and here we are in 2014. Life is better than ever. The iPhone 6 came out today.
Like no one ever gets through the maze.
It's like the alternate future in Back to the Future 2, where Biff is running the...
He found the almanac.
We don't get to that. We get to our future, the way it's going. And, you know, I'm not saying everything's perfect now, but at least we're not running through a maze.
Exactly.
I know you haven't seen the movie yet, and maybe you know from the trailer, Dan. Why are they in a maze?
I don't remember.
It's a book.
What's a book?
Yeah. It's actually based off another book. I have no idea.
They're like trapped in this thing.
Is that because they're being punished?
Yes, I think so. I think they were captured or something like that.
I bet it would be better. I bet it would be better.
But that'll be the big one at the box office, you think?
I don't know if it'll be the big one.
What about This Is Where I Leave You? It's got all those stars.
I really liked it. I hope that's a big one. There's another art house film out this week. I think Tusk is what it's called, and that's with...
That's Kevin Smith's movie.
Yeah, Haley Joel Osment.
And Justin Long.
Would be cool in the maze if they did. They were walking through, and all of a sudden they find Jack Nicholson laying there dead. Remember? From The Shining.
Yeah.
The maze.
Yeah.
Okay, forget it. Carry on, Colin. I'm sorry.
He desperately wants me to introduce him as Jack Nicholson.
Dan's mashing up movies in his head.
I'm not going to do it.
It's freaking cold out here.
Did everybody here see The Princess Bride?
Yes.
Rob Reiner directed it. It's got Cary Elwes and Robin Wright. It's from like 30 years ago.
Name is Indigo Montoya.
Yeah.
Indigo Montoya.
It's Inigo. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Yes.
Billy Crystal, Carol Kane, Christopher Guest, Cary Elwes is the star with Robin Wright, and Andre the Giant.
Yes.
Was in the movie. And
the bride.
That's good.
It's much better than your Nicholson.
You did the Nicholson.
Well, Cary Elwes, who's the star of the movie, was Wesley, the man in black in the movie. He has just come out with a book about making the movie. It's called As You Wish, and he has stories about Andre the Giant's drinking, which is legendary. And he was interviewed by somebody from the Daily Beast who said, You have a story in the book about Andre getting so wasted following the first script reading that he passed out in the middle of the lobby of the hotel, and hotel employees had to surround him with a velvet rope.
You can't drag him.
What Carrie Elway says. He says, well, we couldn't shift him. You don't shift a 550-pound, 7-foot-4 giant. So they had a choice. Either call the authorities, and they didn't want that kind of publicity, or you wait for him to wake up, which was the wiser decision.
Yeah.
It should be pointed out that Andre didn't drink for the sake of drinking. He was in a lot of pain because, you know, his back was carrying all that weight around, and they also had other wrestlers breaking chairs across his back. He was supposed to have an operation right after the movie finished, and his doctor didn't know what kind of pain medication to give him, so the only thing he could do was say, drink alcohol. And and Elway says, and it didn't affect him at all. He didn't flub a line or miss a day. He could handle his liquor. Now, when he says he can handle his liquor, listen to this. He had a special drink called the American, which was 40 ounces of various liquors poured into a pitcher, and he would drink several of those in a single sitting.
Isn't that a Long Island iced tea?
Not just a Long Island iced tea.
That's a New York iced tea.
Yeah. This is, Elway says, the man was extraordinary. He never even slurred his words or was tipsy. He was absolutely a man who could consume vast amounts of alcohol and not have it affect him after all. One night we went out and I was sipping a beer all night, and he thought that was very funny because in the time we sat there, he drank 100 beers.
How could you tell that he was slurring from the way he talked?
Yeah.
I'm not drunk.
The interviewer says, you describe a night of drinking in the book, and apparently the NYPD assigned a cop to shadow him when he went out drinking because he would accidentally fall on people. Elway says, yes, apparently there was one time when he tripped and fell on an unsuspecting patron while waiting for his car. After that, anytime he went out drinking, the New York Police Department sent an undercover cop to follow him around all night, which was a great gig because Andre would just order the cop drinks all night, and the guy would drink with him. And then he says, so what about this? They ask him, what about this drink of Andre's, the American? What did it taste like? And Elway says, well, I've never tasted airline fuel, but I guess it's what that would taste like. He says it was very potent, and I remember him coughing a lot, but to him it was like chugging water.
How was this guy going to stop him from falling on people?
That's a great point.
Was he just there to write a ticket? Like, he just sticks it in his belt. He's like, yeah.
No, I don't think he was there to ticket him. I would think he was there to call 911.
Either push somebody out of the way or just say, hey, he's falling.
Yeah, really.
Get out of the way.
Timber! That's it. He was there to yell timber.
Wow. The last thing I have for you is a story I saw this week about American films that are named different things in other countries. They don't use the English title. For instance, Silver Linings Playbook in France was called Happiness Therapy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Annie Hall in Germany was called The Urban Neurotic. Okay. Thelma and Louise in Mexico was called An Unexpected End. Which is really a spoiler alert if you think about it.
Yeah.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind was called in Italy, If You Leave Me, I Delete You. And here's my favorite. There was a movie called Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs based on the classic children's book.
Saw that.
My daughter loved that. You saw the movie?
Yeah.
It was good for kids, right?
It was.
So Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs in Israel was It's Raining Falafel.
Falafel.
I love that. All right. Colin Jeffries' segment is brought to you by Auric, locally owned and operated, and the place you can find the new Auric Magnesium RS Vacuum Cleaner and the rest of the stuff in the Auric Vacuum Cleaner line. Thank you very much, Colin.
It was fun.
It's the Big 550 KTRS.
Yeah, we're going to get a look at the highways. Here's Tim Weiland.
You know, you guys talking about Andre the Giant there and him drinking. Like, you know what that reminds me of?
What?
The movie No Time for Sergeants.
Oh, my God, I love that movie.
Remember Andy Griffith? They took him to the bar, and he could drink. Then they even added lighter fluid to make it taste like moonshine.
Yeah.
Bam.
But he could just drink, and everybody else got trashed, and he could, hey, what's wrong?
Ben, we're in the infantry, Ben.
Can you?
Yeah, really, Ben.
Can you imagine going out with him, and the guy is having 100 beers?
Yeah.
At any point in your life, would you ever go to him? Maybe you've had enough.
Yeah.
No, I have not.
Yeah.
Hello.
Who are you today? Hey, we've got a mess on the highways right now. You've got an accident that's got most of the ramp blocked on westbound 270 onto Lindbergh. Now, people are squeezing by on the shoulder to get by on Lindbergh there. So traffic is now backed up to New Florissant. We have another accident. It's on eastbound 70 at Air Flight. The left lane is blocked and the right lane is blocked. Traffic backed up to St. Charles Rock Road. They've moved the accident on northbound 270 at Page off to the right shoulder. Traffic is starting to thin out. You're still running slow in pockets from Olive up through Page. If you're coming in for baseball, boy, you are really running slow now on eastbound 40 from Boone's Crossing all the way up through Highway 270 and now from Clayton Warson into Big Bend. Southbound 170 stacks up from Page down through Highway 40. Southbound 270 just a little bit off the pace now between Page and Ladue, but you've got a pretty good run as you make your way down towards South County. And on westbound 44, look for delays from the Merrimack River Bridge out through 141. This traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Get yours at Walmart and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Dave Schumacher.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven.
Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoin.
Hi, this is Randy Naughton.
Hey, it's John Carney.
Hi, I'm Kara Snead.
Hi there, it's Frank O'Pinion.
Hi, I'm Dan Strauss.
This is Laurie Connors.
Hi, folks, it's John Shea.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan.
The names you grew up with and went to school with. Now they're on your trusted, locally owned, locally operated radio station. The Big 550 KTRS. This is a very special weekend for a very special St. Louis icon. Why, you ask? Because we're celebrating Jay Randolph's 80th birthday. If you see Jay Randolph, tell him happy 80th birthday from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726 sold or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Hi, this is Jim McMillan from the Inside Out Show, and I've got news. Fall is the very best time to feed your lawn. And why? Because the proper nutrition will encourage better root growth, disease resistance, winter hardiness, and kick your lawn off to a better start next spring. Fertilome Winterizer Lawn Food does just that. I've told you about the other Fertilome products because they really work, and they work hard. Fertilome Winterizer Lawn Food does too. So why not do your lawn a favor and try some Fertilome Winterizer this fall? Believe me, I've tried them all and always come back to Fertilome. Stop by your independent lawn and garden dealer and look for the Fertilome name. By golly, you'll just love what Winterizer does for your lawn. And it does it longer than most foods because of its special formulation. Fall is the very best time to feed your lawn. Fertilome Winterizer Lawn Food does just that. Go get some. Fertilome Winterizer Lawn Food.
Hey, it's John Carney, and if you need to get someone to do your homework for you, call Allen Roofing and Siding. Getting them to do your roof, siding, and gutters is like calling Albert Einstein to do your math homework for you. Since 1972, their highly satisfied customers have given Allen Roofing and Siding an A+. They team up the best product lines with quality workmanship. To get straight A's in school, you don't just show up, you do your best. And that's the way they approach every homework assignment in town. Don't just take our word for it. Contractor Magazine, sort of the report card of the industry, rates Allen Roofing and Siding as one of the top 100 in the U.S. If your roof isn't what it used to be, your gutters are now sagging leaf catchers, or your exterior walls need updating, don't be a dunce. Put down the pencil. Go to Allen Roofing and Siding, the best in class. Allen Roofing and Siding, Ellisville, Missouri, and Caseyville, Illinois. They will do a superb job on your homework. Online at aroofing.net.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and just $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 250 full-color business cards for only $10. Plus, for a limited time, get free shipping. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8787 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8787.
Savings of $8,000.
0% financing for 72 months.
Over 500 new Chevys. Jack Schmidt Chevy of Wood River is moving. They are blowing the doors off with huge savings.
Because they would rather sell it than move it.
Get a dealer-driven 2014 Malibu for just $18,990. Save $8,000 on a 2014 demo Silverado LT Crew. Over 500 new Chevys to choose from.
We gotta sell it, sell it. Don't wanna move it, move it.
Jack Schmidt Chevy of Wood River moving sale.
Going on now.
Savings include all rebates. 0% on select vehicles with approved credit.
You'll take comfort in the new dinner menu at Bishop's Post. St. Louis Magazine food writer George Mahey calls their andouille sausage gumbo legendary. He describes the half-pound griddle burger as yum, yum, and yum. This burger can now be found on the dinner menu, along with Chef Dave Rook's famous Sunday night fried chicken. You'll also taste new additions, including classic meatloaf, voodoo shrimp linguine, and short rib shepherd's pie. It's all for dinner 7 nights a week at Bishop's Post, located on Chesterfield Parkway West, just south of Chesterfield Mall.
Research. Price. Find. OnlyCars.com helps you get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you by Cedar Lake Cellars. Be sure to tune in this Saturday as Mizzou takes on the Indiana Hoosiers. Cedar Lake Cellars, open before and after the game till 9 p.m.
Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you by the St. Louis VA Healthcare System. Be sure to tune in this Saturday as Mizzou takes on the Indiana Hoosiers. St. Louis VA Healthcare System. Healthcare for heroes.
Monday nights are something to look forward to during the Mizzou football season. Why? Because of Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill. Every Monday from 6:30 to 9 p.m., join John Hadley and Jim Huer at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill as they talk about, what else? Mizzou football, of course, as well as the SEC and other sports topics. Join us for Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill at 3503 Roger Place in South St. Louis from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year 3 out of the last 4 years, Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey, and the Big Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I'm laughing because Ian was just looking at a website called FARK.com, F-A-R-K.com, which we both check on a regular basis because it has links to great, funny stories.
Very entertaining website.
Sometimes it's not the story that's funny. Sometimes it's a story about something that really happened, but the people who post them are not FARC employees, right? They're just readers?
Yeah, they're readers. People submit headlines for different stories, and the moderators there pick the funniest one, and that one gets green-lighted, they call it.
Okay, so tell people what...
Well, there was a story the other day, Tuesday night, at a Cubs game.
At Wrigley Field?
At Wrigley Field, and the Cubs ended up winning 7-0, but there was a home run in the seventh inning. Cubs fan catches the ball. Mm-hmm. And then realizes, looks down at his hands, and his wedding ring is gone. And so he's scrambling, looking, and finding it. So finally the camera, you know, their camera zoomed in on the guy, too, and finally they zoom in on the warning track. There's his wedding ring. So
it fell. It must have been in the front row.
He was a couple rows deep, but I guess in the process
it reached over and
flung out.
Fell over the wall, fell over the ivy, and landed on the warning track.
Yes. So, you know, the ushers eventually, you know.
Between innings went out
and got his ring. So the headline that read on FARC, they did a good-bad analogy, and it says, good, Cubs fan catches home run ball.
Mm-hmm.
That is good.
Mm-hmm.
Bad, loses wedding ring during celebration.
Mm.
That is bad. Good, grounds crew locates ring and returns it.
Mm-hmm.
Cubs player said they would have helped look, but they have no idea what a ring is.
Hey-o. I'm guessing that was somebody in St. Louis who wrote that joke.
Yes.
That's really good. Speaking of baseball, cards coming right down to it here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, still 2.5 game lead. I believe the magic number is 8.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is 8.
Yeah, and we're going to take on the Reds this weekend.
Offense is still struggling.
Pirates keep winning, too.
Yeah.
That's different.
Well, they can beat up on the Reds 2 out of 3 this weekend. That'll be a big help to them. And they're here in town and going to have beautiful weather for it. And, of course, you got the Rams who are playing on Sunday. Good news for those of us who watch the game on TV. You will not have to put up with Dick Stockton this weekend. We're getting Kenny Albert and Moose Johnson and Tony Siragusa.
Oh, really?
You got Kenny, Moose, and Goose.
Because wow. One of their higher level teams.
I think
it?
That's the number 2 team on the network because we're playing the Cowboys, and the Cowboys draw from different parts of the country. It's not because the Rams have suddenly become of national prominence.
Hey, we're 1-1.
Yes, yeah. We are. And you should watch this Sunday because.
What are the Cowboys' record? What's their record?
I believe they're. I don't know if they won last week, but yeah, they're not off to a great start.
No,
either.
They suck this year too.
Oh.
But Kenny Albert is going to be in town because he's doing the Saturday night Cardinals Reds game for Fox Sports 1, and then switches Sunday afternoon, goes to the Dome, and does the Rams game. And Dan Caesar has a big column about this in the Post Dispatch today about how turning it around. He's doing one thing Saturday and doing another thing Sunday.
Yeah. Joe Buck used to do that all the time.
Joe Buck did a baseball game and a football game in the same day.
Yes.
He had to take a cable car in San Francisco to go do a Giants game and a 49ers game on the same day.
Yeah, and it's not like you're one of the people on the team that's unloading cameras and equipment or anything. Essentially, you're sitting and talking.
And by the way, they're separate crews, too, so it's not like those guys are going to have to set up from the baseball game, take it down, and then set it up for the... It's a different crew and everything. It's also not like he has to switch languages in the middle of it. Yeah, he was doing half of the thing in English and then half in Greek. We think it's an amazing thing.
Sure, you have to do a little prep work, I'm sure.
Absolutely, no, I'm not putting him down for anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's not...
he just has to prep ahead of... Exactly, yeah. Like I'm sure he already is doing.
Right.
It's probably a normal week for
pretty
him.
Pretty seasoned at it.
By the way, he also... I don't know what teams he does, but I think he also does NHL hockey and NBA basketball.
Now, that's a talent.
Yeah.
To be able to do hockey
all the sports,
and basketball.
Yeah.
All 4 sports, that's pretty good. Not a lot of... I think his dad, Marv Albert... certainly. I don't know if he ever did baseball, but I know he did football along with those other two.
Dan Kelly used to do that a long time ago. Dan Kelly would do hockey, baseball for sure, and football.
What would it sound like if Mike Shannon tried to do a Blues game, I wonder?
Oh, man.
Oh, if only
there was some way to imagine. If only we had a harp sound effect.
Yeah.
Do we have a harp sound effect?
I thought it was in the machine.
No.
Normally when Frank's here, it's in the machine, but, you know, the Friday guy comes in and you don't... Oh.
Welcome to St. Louis Blues Hockey. Looks like the puck is dropped right now. DJ Oshie has the puck over to... I can't tell who the heck that is. It's the guy in the Blues uniform, and he's got the puck, and he shoots. Looks like he scores on baby. Get up, baby. Get up. Get up.
If only there were a harp sound effect to bring us back around to reality. Yeah. Instead of going up, that was going
and
down.
That is going to be a face-up. We're back.
That was great. Always fun to visit Mike Shannon land.
Playing, announcing hockey.
Speaking of the Rams game, some Ferguson protesters are planning some sort of protest at the game.
Why?
And they want to, you know, no justice, no football. That's their new chant.
No justice, no football.
Yeah, I don't...
It has nothing to do with that.
I heard Colin played in the newscast earlier, one of the people who's organizing it, urging Rams fans to contact him to give them Rams tickets so that the protesters can go to the game.
What?
Yeah, they want to try to stop the game.
Oh.
Protest inside. Lay down at the 50-yard line.
All they're going to do is make people mad.
Not just people. These are people with violent tendencies who hit their wives and children.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that this is the group that you want to make upset. If you thought the military look of the St. Louis County Police was bad on West Florissant that day, I don't think you want to make a bunch of 300-pound guys on steroids mad.
Roger Goodell, press conference on Monday. We're going to have to look into our protester beating conduct strategy.
Yeah. By the way, if they try to face mask you and you don't have a face mask, it's not going to work out well for you. I think you're really hurting your cause. I mean, I understand what it is that you're trying to do to get attention to what goes on in the community. And I understand. I'm not necessarily sympathetic to it, but I understand it. But I really think you're hurting the cause in the way you're doing it. iPhone 6 went on sale today, and there was video this morning of a guy in Perth, Australia, who apparently was the first person in the world to be able to buy it from a retail store. Because Perth is so many hours ahead of us, it was already yesterday by the time he bought it, whatever.
Tomorrow.
So, yeah, tomorrow. It'll be yesterday, a week from now. So,
there's Oshie with the fuck again.
That's new man.
That sounded like a Shannonism, didn't it? If only you could see the same moon I'm seeing from here. The greatest Shannon quote of all time. And they don't see it in Perth. It's a different moon. So this guy goes, and he's in line for, am I right, 19 days?
Yes.
Yeah, 19 days he's in line. He finally gets one. He goes out, and the reporters are all there because they're covering this, and he still has it in the box.
Let's talk to the first guy who I can't do it.
Yeah, and then the woman is there on Australian TV, and he opens up the box, and as he opens the box, the iPhone falls out and smashes on the sidewalk concrete.
It did?
Yeah. Now,
oh, my goodness, now, you couldn't play
him. I read this afternoon that somebody talked to him, and the phone is actually fine, which says a lot about the phone, by the way.
Yeah,
drop it on sidewalk,
but drop.
To be on live TV, and this is Jack, and Jack's face is on TV now for the rest of his life. You're the idiot who dropped the phone. Speaking of the iPhone, in addition to the phone, they came out with their new operating system for iPhones and iPads called iOS 8, which you don't have to have the iPhone 6 to install. Well, I have an iPhone 4S, and I'm not planning on getting the new phone, mostly because I don't want to have to change the plugs. I have a clock radio that my phone now plugs into, and if I get the new one, it won't plug into because they changed the plug.
Is this going to be a third plug? Or
no, it's the same one as the 5, and the 5C, and the 5S.
I'm surprised they didn't make a whole new set of plugs, and they're usually good about that.
Yeah, my daughter wants to get the 5 now.
Well, now she's going to have to get new plugs, too. But anybody from the 4S or on can install the new software. But I read an article today on Slate that says, do not put this on your 4S. It's made for the 5 and the 6, and your 4S just does not have the computing capacity or speed to run on there. So then I thought, well, I wonder if I should put it on my iPad, which I bought a couple of years ago. And I went to my iPad, and I hit software update, and it said, you can't update because this will take 6.9 gigabytes of space. Well, I only have a 16 gigabyte iPad, which means 40% is going to be taken up by the operating system. So I tweeted that I was a little PO'd about this, and several very smart listeners tweeted back to me, plug it into your computer and open up iTunes and download the new operating system through there and put it on, and it takes up much less space and it goes right on there. I did. Took a half hour, and it's beautiful, and I like some of the new features. So I pass that along as a tip to you. We'll take a break, and Bill Cleveland's coming up on the Big 550 KTRS.
And we're going to get another look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, it's really a mess out there. Now, they're just clearing this accident on westbound 270 on the ramp to Lindbergh. They're getting ready to open up the right lane, so that should be clear here in a second. But we've got a new accident, westbound 270, just past 170, and they're saying the center lane is blocked, and traffic right now is backed up to New Florissant. If you're traveling on eastbound 270, you're jamming up pretty solid now from approaching Highway 370 around the bend through New Florissant. The crash on westbound 70 at Air Flight has the left lane blocked, and it's solid back on approaching Highway 270. Westbound drivers taking a look at it. You're slow from 170 through this accident scene. Now, on westbound 70 out towards the St. Charles County area, you're going to start slowing down from about Highway, let's see here. It looks like around Highway 370 all the way out through Bryan Road. You've got some slow-to-stop-and-go pockets. Southbound 170 stacks up between Page and Olive down through Highway 40. The baseball traffic coming in, it's a solid jam also between Boone's Crossing up through Mason and now from Ballas all the way in through Big Bend. And southbound 270, stop-and-go between Page and Ladue. You're a little bit heavy now from south of Highway 40 through Manchester and then from Highway 44 to 55 off the pace there. And this traffic report is brought to you by LendUp.com. Need a payday loan? LendUp.com offers better payday loans with lower rates. Apply online today to get a decision instantly, and you can get your money in minutes. LendUp.com, your trusted direct lender. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Schmidl's Nursery has been serving the St. Louis and St. Charles area for over 20 years and is offering 20% off on over 2,000 trees. Fall is here, and it's an ideal time to plant. Visit Schmidl's Nursery at the corner of Maryland Heights Expressway and Marine or at schmidlsnursery.com.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download their STL Taxi app. It's free. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, everybody. Happy Friday to you.
Same to you.
Thank you. And as you mentioned a few moments ago, Paul, today while on live television, a guy in Australia, the very first person to get the new iPhone 6, dropped it. Yeah, the guy dropped his new iPhone 6 when he found out it was already obsolete.
You only have the 6?
People magazine is named Taylor Swift the best dressed star of the year. Meanwhile, Kim Kardashian's been named the best undressed star of the year.
Yeah.
Congratulations to her. And a handful of attention-craving protesters want to try and cause a scene at Sunday's Rams game at the Dome.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, if you guys really want to get some attention, get on the field and manage to catch a touchdown.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, you'll get cheers.
I'll take
some
the
of these
under.
Morons are actually asking people to give them their tickets so they can get in the Rams game on Sunday to cause trouble.
Yeah.
And today, out of habit, Roger Goodell said he didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
And finally, I hate to keep harping on this, but seriously, this is how out of touch with reality some of these protesters are. They want to shut down the Rams. We already have people to do that. It's called the opposing team.
There you go.
Bill Cleveland's segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great weekend. All right, now you have 15 minutes left to study up on all the news of the week, because that's when we'll start hitting you with questions about it during today's Harris Challenge. I'll just give you one hint. Scotland might show up in the challenge today, right after the 5 o'clock news, which starts right now.